Good morning.
大家早。
And welcome back, Pastor Callum.
欢迎我们主任师牧师回到我们当中。
So I was assigned this passage 2 months ago, well, a month ago at least.
那在两个月前呢 ，Pastor Dory 就被指定要讲这段今天的这个经文。
It is a timely message.
这是一个非常及时的一个我们需要的一个经文。
At least for myself.
起码对我自己是很重要的。
I cried when I watched on the news the Twin Towers in New York came down on September 11, 2001.
在公元2001年九月十一号，我在新闻上得知双子星的大厦倒的时候，我就哭泣了。
Even though I have never been to New York, it broke my heart seeing human beings suffer.
虽然我自己都没有去过纽约，但是我看到人类的受苦，我的心里就觉得很破碎。
For the last 3 months.The unrest happened in Hong Kong. Not only broke my heart, but kept me up at night.
在过去的三个月，那香港的不安、动荡不安，不止让我觉得心碎了，我晚上也没有办法睡觉。
I cried, I prayed, and prayed, and prayed.
我哭泣，我祷告，祷告，再祷告。
God is good to me.
神对我很好。
As I was preparing this message, God comforted me.
当我在准备今天的讯息的时候，神他亲自安慰了我。
The text today is from Daniel chapter 9.
今天我们的经文是在但以理书第九章。
Daniel and his three friends from Jerusalem were faithful to God.
那但以理和他的另外三个朋友，他们从耶路撒冷来，他们对神是很忠心的。
All four were exiled to Babylon from Jerusalem at around 605 BC.
他们四个人在是公元在西元前650年的时候，他们被流放到巴比伦。
Daniel was about 15 years old when that happened.
那时候但以理只有15岁。
Away from his homeland, apart from his family.
他离开了故土家乡故土，远离他的家人。
We admire Daniel's faith to God of Israel in a foreign land in which people worshipped many gods.
我们很羡慕但以理他对以色列神的忠心，因为在那块土地上他们敬拜很多别的神。
Daniel's wisdom from above had no rivalry in Babylon.
但以理他从天上而来的这个智慧是在巴比伦没有人可以相比的。
Not until this summer, as I was reading the chronological Bible, I was reading the downfall of the southern kingdom of Israel, Judah.
那在今年暑假的读历志历代志的时候呢，我开始读到了南国犹大国它的衰退。
The prophet Jeremiah and Ezekiel warned the people of Judah again and again, and the Israelites did not listen.
那我们先知耶利米和以西结他们警告犹大国的人，一次在犹大国里面的以色列一次一次在警告他们，但是他们并不听。
Jeremiah remained in Jerusalem, telling messages from God to the people in Jerusalem. The prophet Ezekiel was called among the exile to say the same words from God to the exiled in Babylon.
说耶利米他留在耶路撒冷，他对他们那里的人传讲神的讯息，但是以西结他留在南国，对那流放到巴比伦的人，他传讲神的讯息。
In 722 BC, the northern kingdom Israel was taken by Assyria.
那在公元前722年呢，北国以色列国被亚述所占领。
More than 100 years had passed. The southern kingdom did not learn the lesson from the fall of the northern kingdom and remained unfaithful to God.
大概有100年已经过去了，但是南国并没有从北国人学的教训，他们一样是不。对神不忠心。
Therefore, God used the hands of Babylon to attack Judah to catch their attention in the hope of them turning back to God.
所以神使用南国的北国的这个例子，但希望南国他们能够回转向神。
Unfortunately, the people of Judah did not repent.
但是犹大国的人他们并没有悔改。
The last chapter of Jeremiah recorded this.
我们最后一章的耶利米书他这么说。
Judah went into captivity away from her land. This is the number of people Nebuchadnezzar in the 7th year, which is 605 BC, 3,023 Jews. Daniel and his three friends were among them. In Nebuchadnezzar's 18th year, which is 592 BC, 832 people from Jerusalem. In his 23rd year, which is 587 BC, 747 five Jews taken into exile by Nebuzaradan, the commander of the imperial guard. In 886 BC, the southern kingdom, Judah, fell. Jerusalem was burnt down. There were 4,600 people in all. Daniel experienced the turmoil of Jerusalem for 20 years from the time of his exile to the fall of his homeland far away in Babylon.
尼布甲尼撒十八年从耶路撒冷夺去八百三十二人。尼布甲尼撒二三年，护卫长尼布萨拉旦掳去犹大人七百四十五名，共有四千六百人。但以尼在巴比伦经历了这个耶路撒冷的它的混乱，总共有二十年之久，从他被逐出流放到巴比伦，一直到他整个国家巴比伦的它故土的一个沦陷。
For the last 3 months, the unrest, the violence in Hong Kong, my homeland, kept me up at night.
在过去三个礼拜，我的家乡，我的故土，我的过去三个月，香港的整个动荡和它整个暴力，让我晚上都没有办法睡觉。
I felt the agony of Daniel at a deeper level.
我深深地感觉到了丹尼里他的痛。
I cried and prayed.
我哭泣，我祷告。
Even though the Bible did not tell us about Daniel crying,
虽然圣经没有讲到说丹尼里还有哭泣，
but it did about him praying 3 times a day.
但是他真的，他有叙述到说他一天祷告三次。
I came to Canada by my own choice, but Daniel was forced to go to a land of his enemy and serve his king.
我自己决定要移民到加拿大来，但是丹尼里还是被流放到巴比伦。
His people would call him traitor.
他的人们，他的百姓称呼他为卖国贼。
I can see Daniel as a person like myself with feelings, not a historical figure, perhaps a hero on paper.
就像我一样，我能深深地感受到丹尼他的感受。我们并不是一个历史上的一个人物，或是报纸上的一个英雄。
The people in Hong Kong are deeply divided and deeply hurt.
那香港的百姓居民呢？他们深深地被分裂，他们也深深地受伤害。
My nephew disowned his mother and all his aunts and uncles.
我的外甥，他不认他的母亲和他的阿姨和我的舅舅。
Broken relationships within families, workplaces, almost in every level of the whole society in Hong Kong.
破碎的关系在家里，在工作场所，在香港的任何的一个层面的社会里面都看得到。
I am deeply saddened.
我深深地感觉到很难过。
I am far away from my homeland, and so was Daniel.
我远离我的家乡，但以理也是。
His homeland was in chaos.
他的家乡是一片的混乱。
Should they rebel against Babylon and allied with Egypt or Assyria?
他们应该跟那个埃及的联盟和或以色亚述联盟来对抗巴比伦吗？
Jeremiah got the message from God, telling them to surrender to Babylon, but no one listens.
耶利米他从神来得来讯息，告诉他们说，你要顺服巴比伦，但是没有一个人愿意听。
I feel for Daniel.
我能够感受到但以理他的感受。
How did he do it?
他怎么做的呢？
In Daniel chapter 9, the prayer Daniel prayed revealed his heart.
在但以理书的第九章里面，我们看到他的祷告呢，让我们看到他的心意。
Another 47 years passed, Babylon had fallen.
那47年又过去了，巴比伦已经沦亡了。
Daniel was 82 years old.
这时候但以理已经82岁了。
Daniel remembered what God promised to his people through the prophet Jeremiah.
但是但以利他记得神透过耶利米，他给他的人民的一个百姓的一个应许。
This is how chapter 9 began.
这是第九节，第九章这么说。
In the first year of Darius, son of Xerxes, who was made ruler over the Babylonian kingdom, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood from the scriptures, according to the word of the Lord given to Jeremiah the prophet, that the desolation of Jerusalem would last 70 years. So I turned to the Lord God and pleaded with him in prayer and petition, in fasting and sackcloth and ashes. I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed.
马代族亚哈水鲁的儿子大利乌立为加勒底国的王元年，就是他在位第一年，我但以理从书上得知耶和华的话临到先知耶利米，论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数70年为满，我便进食披麻蒙灰，定义向主神祈求祷告祈求，我向耶和华我的神祈祷认罪。
Daniel read the scripture and pray.
但以理他读到这段经文，他就祷告。
The prayer of Daniel revealed his relationship with God, and we can all learn from his prayer.
那但以理他对神的祷告，让我们看到了他跟神的关系，我们都可以向但以理来学习。
Daniel pleads to God by affirming who God is and what God had done.
但以理他很坚定地相信，他知道神是谁，还有神他所曾经做过的一些事情。
In verse 4, it says, Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments, and we sinned and done wrong, and we have been wicked and have rebelled. We have turned away from your commandments and laws. We have not listened to your servant, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our ancestors, and all the people of the land.
第四节这么说，主啊，大而可畏的神，向爱主、守主诫命的人守约施慈爱。我们犯罪作孽，行恶叛逆，便偏离你的诫命典章，没有听从你仆人众先知奉你名向我们君王、首领、列祖和国中一切百姓所说的话。
Daniel knew the reason for the downfall of Jerusalem.
但以利他知道为什么以色列、为什么耶路撒冷他会败亡。
He never blamed anyone but confessed his sin for his people.
他没有责怪任何人，他只是为他的百姓来向神认罪。
He continued saying, Lord, you are righteous, but this day we are covered with shame. The people of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and all Israel, both near and far, in all the countries where you have scattered us because of our unfaithfulness to you.
他继续说，主啊，你是公义的，我们是脸上蒙羞的，因我们犹大人和耶路撒冷的居民，并以色列众人，或在近处，或在远处，被你赶到各国的人都得罪了你。
Then he remembered the covenant God established with his people through Moses. So in verse 11 says, you just heard, therefore the curses and sworn judgments written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, have been poured out on us because we have sinned against you.
接着但以理他记得了在摩西透过摩西神给他百姓的一个应许，在你仆人摩西律法上所写的咒诅和誓言都倾在我们身上，因我们得罪了神。
Daniel knew that it was his people who did not keep the covenant.
但他知道说是他的百姓没有守住这样的一个约定。
God was doing what he said he would do.
神只是做他说过他会做的事情。
Daniel continued reminding God what he did saying.
但是但以理他来提醒神说他曾经这么说过。
Now, Lord our God, who brought your people out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and who made for yourself a name that endures to this day, we have sinned, we have done wrong.
主我们的神啊，你曾用大能的手领你的子民出埃及地，使自己得了名，正如今日一样，我们犯了罪，做了恶。
Daniel pleads to God for who God is.
但以理他对神来祷，向神的祈求，因为他知道神他是谁，怎样的个性。
And saying, Lord, in keeping with all your righteous act, turn away from your anger and your wrath from Jerusalem, your city, your holy hill.
他这么说，主啊，求你按你的大仁大义，使你的怒气和愤怒转离你的城耶路撒冷，就是你的圣山。
We can feel Daniel's agony in this part.
在这个部分里面，我们看到但以理他的痛苦。
Now, our God, hear the prayers and petitions of your servant. For your sake, Lord, look with favor on your desolate sanctuary. Give ear, our God, and hear. Open your ears, open your eyes, and see the desolation of the city that bears your name. We do not make requests of you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy. Lord, listen. Lord, forgive. Lord, hear and act. For your sake, my God, do not delay, because your city and your people bear your name.
他这么说，我们的神啊，现在求你垂听仆人的祈祷恳求，为自己使脸光照你荒凉的圣所。我的神啊，求你侧耳而听，睁眼而看，眷顾我们荒凉之地和称为你名下的城。我们在你面前恳求，原不是因自己的义，乃因你的大怜悯。求主垂听，求主赦免，求主应允而行，为你自己不要迟延。我的神啊，因这城和这民都是称为你名下的。
Isn't it how we pray when we are in trouble?
这不是当我们遇到困难的时候应该祷告的方法吗？
Daniel was a righteous man. However, he confessed the sin for his people.
但你是个正义的人，但是他为了他的百姓的罪，他来认罪。
Do we confess our sin for our nation, our church, and our world?
我们有没有为我们这个国家、我们教会、我们这个世界来认罪呢？
We can all learn from Daniel.
我们都可以向但以理学习。
As we read on, amazingly, God answered Daniel's prayer right away.
那当我们继续读的时候，很奇妙的，神马上的回应了但以理的祷告。
While I was speaking and praying, confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and making my request to the Lord my God for his holy hill, while I was still in prayer, Gabriel, the man I had seen in the earlier vision, came to me in swift flight about the time of the evening sacrifice. He instructed me and said to me, Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and understanding. As soon as you began to pray, a word went out, which I have come to tell you, for you are highly redeemed.
我说话祷告，承认我的罪和本国之民在以色列的罪，为我的神的圣山在耶和华我神面前恳求。我正祷告的时候，先前在异象中所见的那位加百列奉命迅速飞来，约在献晚祭的时候按手在我身上。他指教我说，但以理啊，现在我要出来，要使你有智慧有聪明。你出恳求的时候就发出命令，我来告诉你，因你大蒙眷爱，所以你要思想明白这以下的事和意象。
Let me reread this. It's very important. As soon as you began to pray, a word went out, which I have come to you to tell you, for you are highly esteemed.
让我再讲一次，这是非常重要的。你初恳求的时候就发出命令，我来告诉你，因你大蒙眷爱。
Daniel is highly esteemed.
但以理他大蒙眷爱。
By who?
是谁大蒙眷爱他呢？
God himself.
是神他自己。
Wow, isn't it not a relationship you and I long to have with God?
这不是我们期望能够跟神建立的关系吗？
It is for me.
起码对我是的。
Then Gabriel revealed the plan of God for his people.
接着加百列他能展现了神对他百姓的一个计划。
So therefore, consider the word and understand the vision. 77s are decreed for your people and your holy city to finish transgression, to put an end to sin, to atone for wickedness, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy place.
接着他说，为你本国之民和你圣城，已经定了70个期，要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义，封住异象和预言，并高至圣者。
So it is a tough one to understand, but we are sure of the 6 things mentioned.
那这是很难理解的，但是我们确定有6件事情，他所叙述的事情是真的。
To finish transgression,
要止住罪过。
To put an end to sin,
要除尽罪恶。
To atone for wickedness,
赎尽罪孽。
To bring in everlasting righteousness,
引进永义。
To seal up vision and prophecy, which means the vision and prophecy will be fulfilled.
那要封住异象和预言。
And to anoint the most holy place,
并高至圣者。
And the 7 things is that the anointed one will be put to death.Most scholars believe the anointed one meant the Messiah.
那第七件事情是那个受膏者会被剪除。大部分的学者他们相信说这个受膏者指的就是弥赛亚。
So we can use Jeremiah's message of hope to enlighten us.
那我们可以用耶利米书它里面的他对希望的一个讯息来帮助我们理解。
The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more.
耶利米书三十一章三十一和三十四节讲到说，耶和华说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约，我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶。
What about the message from Ezekiel?
那以西结他的讯息是怎样呢？
Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be cleaned. Your filth will be washed away, and you will no longer worship idols. And I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you. I will take out your stony, stubborn heart, and give you a tender, responsive heart.And I will put my spirit in you so that you will follow my decrees and be careful to obey my regulations.
以西结书三十六章二十五到二十七节这么说，我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们心里，你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
Daniel, Ezekiel, and Jeremiah did not live to see the prophecy come to pass.
但以利西结和耶利米他们并没有活到来看到这个预言的成真。
But they believe.
但是他们相信。
Today we are blessed to see the partial fulfillment of the vision until the second coming of Jesus, the Messiah.
那今天我们很受祝福的，我们能看到有一部分的预言，在耶稣再来的时候，这个弥赛亚来到的时候可以成真。
Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One, God Himself came to atone for our sins.
耶稣弥赛亚，那受膏者，他亲自来到我们当中来赎我们的罪。
By His blood, Jesus established a new covenant with us.
借着他的血，他给我们立了一个新约。
A covenant of love.
这是一个爱的一个盟约。
A new relationship with God.
这是我们跟神建立一个新的关系。
Jesus reconciled us to God the Father, sending the Holy Spirit to dwell in us to guide us.
那耶稣他让我们能够跟父神能够重新建立跟神建立一个新的关系，让我们能够跟圣灵他派遣圣灵住在我们当中。
The communion remind us of the new covenant we have with Jesus.
今天圣餐就提醒我们，我们耶稣跟我们立的新约。
God comforted Daniel by telling him what the end will be.
那神安慰了丹以理，让他知道说结局会是怎么样。
In the same way, God comforted me by reminding me what the end will be.
同样的方法，神安慰了我，让我知道说结局会是怎么样。
We are in a better position than Daniel because we are living in the new covenant.
我们比丹以理还要好，因为我们活在一个新约的一个时代。
God is in control.
神他掌管一切。
He is the sovereign Lord.
神统管万有。
God has Hong Kong in His hands.
神把香港握在他的手中。
He has the world in His hands.
他把这个世界都握在他的手中。
Broken relationships caused by sins.
因为罪而造成了一个破碎的关系。
Not only our relationship with God, but also the relationship between human beings.
不只是我们跟神的关系，还有我们跟人类之间其他的关系。
Today we see the devastation of brokenness among us.
今天我们看到了那个我们的破碎关系造成的一个毁坏。
And we need to reconcile to God first.
我们必须先跟神来和解。
Then God will help us to reconcile with one another.
那神会帮助我们跟彼此之间能够和好。
The first step to reconciliation is repentance.
那第一个和解的关系的第一重要的步骤就是我们要悔改。
Accept that we have sinned against God, turned away from Him, and disobeyed Him.
我们必须要知道说，我们已经得罪了神，我们远离他。
Jesus paid the price of our sins by His death on the cross.
耶稣为我们的罪，他把它付上代价，就是他钉在十字架上。
Jesus rose from the dead, telling us that He won.
那耶稣从死里复活，他告诉我们说他战胜了。
Jesus will come again to finish transgression, to put an end to sin.To atone for wickedness, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, which means the vision and prophecy will be fulfilled, and to anoint the most holy place.
耶稣他会再来，他要止住罪过，他要除尽罪恶，他要赎尽罪孽，他要引进永义，封住异象和预言，并高至圣者。
Daniel trusts God because of his knowledge of God from history.
但耶利他从历史上他知道，他相信神，因为他从历史上认识这个神。
God's word, how he saved his people from Egypt, and his personal experience with God.
神的话语和神怎么样的把以色列人拯救出埃及，和那个人经历的神。
God saved him from the lion's den and a continuous relationship with him throughout his life, as we just read about his prayer.
那但以理神拯救但以理出了狮子坑，然后他继续跟他建立一个关系。
2,600 years after,
2,600 years after,
I learned from God's word, knowing who God is.
我学会了，我从神的话里面知道认识的神。
I also experienced personally how God saved me from the verge of committing suicide.
我也从经历的神，神帮我，让我从我的自杀当中拯救回来。
I experienced Him throughout my life until today.
我经历的神直到今天。
The living God lives in me through the death and resurrection of Jesus by the Holy Spirit.
永生的神在我里面活着，借着圣灵，透过耶稣死和复活。
Daniel's God and my God, the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is the God of the universe.
但以你的神，我的神，和那三一的神，圣父、圣子和圣灵，是这个宇宙的神。
He was, is, and is to come.
他过去是，现在是，将来还要再来。He
is the living God.
他是永活的神。
Wanting to have a relationship with you, a covenant of love with you.
他想要跟你建立一个爱的盟约。
Do you believe and accept?
你相信，你愿意接受吗？
Because Jesus paid it all.
因为耶稣已经付上所有的代价。Let
us sing the response hymn to respond to God's love. Jesus paid it all.
让我们一起唱这首诗歌，来回应神的话语。
Hymnal 210.
圣诗210首。